T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Over the last few seasons, ever since the Braves moved here to SunTrust Park, Julio Teheran has allowed one of the highest home run rates in the major leagues. But tonight, he would give up just one run. It did come, however, on a homer as J.D. Davis got the scoring started for the Mets in the top of the second.
First pitch to Davis, cranked in the air pretty deep to left center. Back by the wall, it's got some legs, and it's gone! A home run! A line drive home run by J.D. Davis, and we'll have to look at the exit velo on that as Davis rounds third, coming home with his third home run of the year. And the Mets have a 1-0 second inning lead on a laser of a homer by J.D. Davis.
Davis had done a lot of damage against left-handers so far this year, but going deep against the right-handed batting Teheran, as Davis hit that ball off the bat 106 miles per hour, and his third home run in a Mets uniform. His first two came in the same game against the Washington Nationals, so Davis with his first home run in 8 days as he gave the Mets a 1-0 lead in the top of the second. Jacob deGrom just didn't have his normal good stuff again, and in the bottom of the second, he left one out over the plate to Nick Markakis.
The 1-0. Swing and a drive, well hit to right. He might have another one against Jake. It's down the line, and it's gone. Nick Markakis jumps on a slider from DeGrom, and Markakis with his second home run of the year. He hit his first last night, has just about instantly tied this game. It's 1-1.
Nick Markakis, who has been a tremendous big league player for the better part of 12 years now, dating back to his Orioles days. A home run off of DeGrom, his second home run as many nights, at least for Markakis, that is, and the Braves and Mets were tied at one in the bottom of the second. DeGrom was able to get strikeouts tonight. He had 9 of them in his 5 innings of work, but he was a little bit wild. He walked 4, the most he's had in a start since last August. He only had 1 start with 4 walks last season. Now he's already got 1 this year, and he's also given up a bunch of homers, but in the bottom of the third, it was the base on balls that got him in trouble. Ozzie Albies singled, stole second, went to third on an error by Wilson Ramos. Then Freddie Freeman walked in front of Ronald Acuna Jr. First pitch to Acuna. Line toward right center, a base hit. Albies scores from third. Freeman advances to second. And the meat of this Atlanta order that includes the roasting Ronald Acuna Jr. has put home a run against DeGrom. It's 2-1 Atlanta. Acuna with 9 RBIs in his last 6 games. The Braves leading 2-1 on that base hit by Acuna. DeGrom would then strike out Nick Markakis, but Johan Camargo walked, and it took a strikeout of Ender Inciarte with the bases loaded to help DeGrom escape. In the bottom of the fourth, looked like Ozzie Albies would try to extend the Braves' lead. He had a long drive to center, but Brandon Nimmo was able to track it down. The 3-2. Albies shoots one deep towards center. Nimmo's got a long run. He's back the warning track. Reaches up at the wall. Makes the catch and crashes into the fence in dead center field. What a play by Brandon Nimmo. He got a great jump on that long fly off the bat of Albies. Ranged out to his left. Reached up over his shoulder. Made the catch and then met the green wall in straightaway center field. Hanging on to the baseball to win the inning. Great play by Nimmo to rob Albies of extra bases, but it was still a 2-1 Atlanta lead, and the Mets could not get anything else going against Julio Teheran, as Teheran didn't even really have much trouble after the second inning home run he allowed to J.D. Davis. The Mets had base runners in every inning, but hardly ever got a man in scoring position outside of Ahmed Rosario in the top of the fourth with 2 outs, and then it was DeGrom batting anyway, and he struck out to end that inning. In the bottom of the fifth, DeGrom was met by a suddenly on fire Josh Donaldson.
So here's the 2-2. Swing and a drive, well hit to the gap in left center. This one back near the wall. Gone, a home run. That was very similar to the one that J.D. Davis hit for the Mets earlier in this game. A line drive home run into the first couple of rows to the right of the 385 mark in left center. So Donaldson has homered in two straight games now, his first two home runs of the year, and the Braves have a 3-1 lead.
A blast from Donaldson. He has hit his first two home runs and driven in his first two runs as a Brave in this series. First three runs, to be exact, because he would add an RBI single later in the game as well against Jerry's Familia. But that homer from Donaldson is tonight's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. After DeGrom left the game following five innings of work with three runs allowed, he turned it over to Justin Wilson, and Wilson struck out the first man he faced, Ender Inciarte, before Tyler Flowers singled. And then Charlie Culberson, who has had a penchant for both pinch-hit home runs and walk-off home runs against the Mets, would hit the former when he came off the bench to bat for Tehran in the bottom of the sixth.
The pitch. Swing and a drive in the air to left. That's pretty deep back near the wall, and it is gone. Charlie Culberson does it to the Mets again, only this time he doesn't wait until the ninth inning. Here it's a sixth inning pinch hit home run for Culberson, his second of the year. It scores Flowers ahead of him, and the Braves open up a 5-1 lead.
Culberson has 20 career home runs. He's hit five pinch hit homers, three of them against the Mets. And a two-run shot there to make it a 5-1 ball game. Mets would make a little noise in the eighth inning, but the Braves leading at that point by the score of 5-1, and Atlanta would also tack on a run in the bottom of the seventh as Johan Camargo doubled in Nick Markakis after Markakis drew a leadoff walk against Paul Sewald. So it was 6-1 in the eighth. The Mets got some traffic on the bases with Wilson Ramos singling and McNeil doubling. That brought Luke Jackson into the game. He allowed RBI singles to Rosario and Broxton as the Mets cut it to 6-3. And Brandon Nimmo was up representing the tying run, but Nimmo struck out as that would end the eighth. Nimmo's punch out coming against A.J. Minter, who would factor into this one as he would end up getting that. Well, it was still Jackson to get that strikeout of Nimmo. Minter would not come in until the ninth. But Jackson struck out Nimmo, and that was really the last threat for the Mets, as they went down in order 1-2-3 in the ninth inning against Minter. Braves also added a run in the eighth as Josh Donaldson singled home Ozzie Albies after Albies tripled to lead off the eighth inning against Familia. Every Mets pitcher gave up at least one run tonight, and so we'll have to say that Julio Teheran's the man who painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The only mistake Teheran made was the home run hit by J.D. Davis, the only homer for the Mets tonight, and for every home run they hit this year. A donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. Braves 7, Mets 3, the final score here tonight in Atlanta, as the Mets end up with a series split. Disappointing end to this series for the Mets, who did win the first two games of this four-game series.